How exactly does crop insurance work? David Sparks, Ag Information Network. What are some questions asked by producers regarding how crop insurance works related to matters of climate and climate-smart agriculture?
For example, if corn is burned back to the ground, if it's not killed to the growing point, it can recover. But there'll be just a bit of a waiting game for producers across all the entire agricultural spectrum just to see how much damage has been done.
That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, who says ag producers are assessing how much agricultural damage was caused by a recent massive freeze. So growers have several questions related to crop insurance and how it fits the climate considerations in climate-smart agriculture. Here's USDA Risk Management Agency Chief Actuary Thomas Wirth answering questions at a recent summit, one of which was, does insurance recognize risk reduction from conservation practices?
To the extent that a farmer adapts their practices to reduce risk, such as planting cover crops, they get better insurance coverage at a lower premium rate. In other words, we have what I would call a results-based discount for conservation or other practices to the extent that these practices improve a yield, especially by reducing losses in bad years.
Also, how is crop insurance adapting to climate change?
We do periodic reviews of weather and climate data with respect to sort of key program dates. For example, the early planting date. We're always looking at and making refinements to mapping out high-risk land.
Like floodplains and so forth. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.